Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss which Teletubbies are having their own hot girl summer, we give our thoughts on the billionaire space race, we talk Jada Pinkett Smith taking bad ecstasy during Nutty Professor, and we say our goodbyes to internet treasure XTube. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at Patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Tyler.
Oh,
hi.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno.
How is life over there in San Francisco?
Oh, God. I feel like I haven't spoken to you in weeks, months, years.
Time flies when you're really having fun. What have you been up to?
Have you had any fun in the last week?
Trying to, sometimes. I went to a space cowboy birthday party.
Were you a space or were you a cowboy?
Well, were
you a cow or were you a boy?
There, a lot of people came in cow print.
Oh.
Did
anyone come as a cow?
Nobody came as a cow. Nobody came as a cow in space.
Did anyone come on a cow?
I don't know, but there was a bounce house, so lots of crazy things can happen in a bounce house.
Shit.
Shit can happen in a bounce house.
Have you ever pooped a bounce house?
No, but I did recently watch Norbit, and there's a whole bounce house scene, and I found it to be
Is Norbit
truly
an Eddie Murphy movie?
Yes.
It's like The Nutty Professor, but Norbit?
Yeah, it wasn't good, and it's a lot of fat shaming, and it's just...
Whoa, shallow hell.
Yeah, it was not... It did not stand the test of time, nor was it probably good back then, but it does have some iconic lines. How you doing?
Is that where she stole that from?
I think. I don't know, but like it was actually very strange because...
Who said it?
Rasputia... Norbit's other character that he's married
not
to.
Rasputia.
I think is her name. Anyway, halfway through the movie, they decided to go to a water park, okay? Which, you know how this is all going to go. Have you seen the movie?
I feel like in the trailer, there was a big focus on the water park scene.
Yes. Well, that also coincides with the moment where, for some reason, she starts saying, "Hi, you dirt." Every other line, as if it's her catchphrase. And then Hudson and I looked at each other and we were like, did we miss her saying that at any other point in the movie? Because now she suddenly says it every sentence.
And?
Well, now it's stuck in my head. And then from henceforth, she's been saying, how you doing? But that was like halfway through the movie. And I'm like, they really missed a chance to like plop that earlier to have if they wanted her to have a punchline.
If you're ever going to get a catchphrase, I think you should implement it halfway through your movie.
Okay, well.
Very much like I did with the claw and Snervous.
If that's your catchphrase, a physical plastic toy. Well, so we watched Norbit, but that's not what I was talking about. What was I talking about before that?
Gay cowboys in space.
Oh.
Coming on a cow.
Yeah, so I went to this cowboys in space party, which... Cowboys is an easy theme. Space is an easy theme. Cowboys in space? Who is a cowboy in space? How would you make a cowboy in space costume?
I would just go like assless chaps,
okay.
Lots of fringe, a vest, like a bandana, and then I'd wear a space helmet.
So you have all the cowboy stuff, but you have no space, and you do not have a space helmet. So
I would go get a fish tank from the store.
So that's just your cowboy in space?
Yeah, like you can't just go to Amazon and have Daddy Bezos send you a space helmet.
That's true. Well, I didn't really have the time.
Prime takes 24 hours.
I was Planning my outfit day of. Thank you.
Classic you. Did you wear boots at least?
No, I had these iridescent. I leaned toward anything I had iridescent. So I have a cowboy iridescent hat. So that was really the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Is it the Casey Musgraves one?
No. It's a. It was from ASOS, and they accidentally sent me two. So we were really ready to go.
Well, ride 'em cowgirl. So what was your space component? Did you show them your red rocket?
No. Well, I have two cowboy shirts, kind of, with fringe. But I didn't end up wearing either of them. I'm trying to remember what I actually wore. Oh, I had this shawl. I have this shawl that's like black with
do
neon.
Space cowboys wear shawls?
Honestly, I was giving you cowboy in a non-traditional sense, a man of the rodeos and things.
You should have wore pigtails and went cowgirl. Were cowgirls welcome?
Well, halfway through getting dressed up,
why weren't these cow people?
Cow people, yes, cow people. Halfway through getting dressed up, I was like, oh, I wish I had gone like the bar wench route, like a space bar wench. No.
Like Cinderella?
No, she's in no way a bar wench.
What's a bar wench?
A bar wench?
You know, Cinderella had to like mop the floor, shine shoes or some shit.
Cinderella was...
Play with mice.
A glorified maid. Bar wench?
What's a bar wench if not a glorified maid?
She's employed by the bar. She's a wench. What do you mean?
What is it? Is she like a bus boy?
Pretty much.
A bus girl?
Maybe even a bartender. Wench? A bartender.
What does she have? Like a dirty bar
ruffles,
rag?
Ruffles. A lot of ruffles.
Okay.
Bags of ruffles.
Is this like the oldie timey photos you would take with Queen Jackie?
Yes. Now you're getting it.
And was Queen Jackie the bar wench?
She still is.
Okay. Go off. So did you have fun? Did you go to outer space? What was even happening at this party?
I don't know, but I found a snack table. And so I really ravaged it.
Oh, shit. Well, I bought myself a new alien pipe for smoking weed.
Oh,
that's my space story.
That's cool. Have you used it to travel to space?
No, my roommate, moved out and he took the pipe we shared. So I thought, all right, time to be a big boy and get my own finally. And I got a glow in the dark alien one. And
what
I thought,
you need though is a
gravity bong.
A bong. I have a. Her name is Brenda. According to the people. I did not name her.
Shit.
But she really does the job. She gets the job done, and I'm
I don't think I've ever actually smoked out of like a proper bong.
Come on over.
I'll be right there.
Brenda's waiting.
I smoked out of a water bottle bong.
Okay, well, that's terrible.
I went to outer space.
Okay. Space cowboy?
Yes, ma'am.
Space Cowboy, isn't that a collaborator with Gaga?
Isn't that a Casey Musgrave song?
Space Cowboy. I don't know.
It is.
I don't know.
What would you think about these billionaires?
Speaking of space cowboys.
Wait, hold on. I have a serious question.
Go on.
Did I see you repost that thread that was like, don't worry, the billionaires aren't really going to space? I saw a lot of people posting this girl's like thread. Actually, I don't know if it was a girl or a boy or whoever. It was a person's thread.
I didn't see this thread, so it wasn't me.
But it was like I saw a lot of people posting it. It was explaining that billionaires aren't really going to space because space is awful. And I was like, why is everyone sharing this? Does everyone really need to explain this? Who here thinks the billionaires are really leaving for space?
A lot of people
There's nothing,
do.
What are they going to do up there?
Get away from Earth. They are...
And be by themselves? Are you kidding?
Baby, at some point, we need
an
exit plan.
Did these people not know what space is like? This was like literally like... I saw so many people posting this thread and I thought, who thinks we need to be told that they're not really going?
Listen, space is bad.
There aren't even banks up there for Bezos to withdraw his cash.
Sure, go off. Yes.
What's he going to do?
Live. Outlive. Outlast.
I thought it was a joke. Outplay. And then I saw so many people. Ooh, is there Survivor on the moon?
Maybe. I feel like people, here's the thing. We will exhaust our resources on Earth.
Well, instead of racing to space, why don't you fix shit here?
Preaching in the choir, baby.
Hello, choir.
Hello.
Did Does the choir, I guess the choir gets preached to a lot, huh?
I would say no more than other people.
So I was like,
does the choir have to go to church more often?
Well, they got to practice their voices.
They got to sing at every, they got to do the 10 o'clock, the 11 o'clock. Maybe, actually.
Well, speaking of singers.
Yeah.
Did you hear
I'm not done talking about the billionaires in space.
Let's go off then.
You're really chugging on through. Well, I just feel.
Tell me, Daddy.
I just feel like
you feel off the wagon.
I do feel off the wagon about it. I do. I do.
Hey, you're a billionaire. When are you going to space?
I don't know. They didn't text me.
Is there a group chat?
I filled out the doodle for when we could go to space. They must have
not
picked
the doodle.
They must have picked a date that didn't work for me. Which, you know what, I get. It's fine. But
well,
like,
did you Venmo your first payment?
My down payment for space.
Your down payment. That's what it's called. A down payment.
No, I didn't. I didn't. So maybe that's what got me.
Sucks to suck. I'm glad we
get it out, baby. Get it out.
Listen, she had a cold for like a week.
Did you have the gay cold or did you have the variant?
Neither. And it's, I had a cold. I still got a little bit of it. And I didn't even kiss anybody. I didn't suck any dicks.
That's a lie.
I didn't do anything bad to deserve this. All I did was
hold
dance.
Up. Why are you saying that sucking dicks is bad? Let's not sex shame.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying all the gays I know who got colds sucked a dick. I didn't.
Oh, you just got it the old fashioned way.
I was like, what? I was like, which one of my friends did this and then gave this to me?
Well,
let me tell you, I didn't miss being sick. It sucks.
Okay. What are your symptoms?
Well, a little stuffy, a little congesty. Well, I had a cough for a day only.
Okay.
No fever, no chills, no headache.
Are you back?
I'd say about 95%.
Well, thank God. What a thrill that whole journey has been.
I just hate it because cold medicine, you're just like living in a fucking haze cloud. I've been all discombobulated. I've just been tired. I've still been running every day, which has not been fun to do.
You
with
should
a cold.
Not be running if you're sick.
Well, baby.
Actually, I don't know. I don't know if you can or can't.
Well, I'm going to sweat it out. Aren't they all sweat? Oh, wait. What's the thing they say? Sweat out a cold.
Sweat out a fever.
No.
Eat a
what
fever.
Is it?
Eat a cold.
Oh, feed a cold. Sweat out a fever.
Feet a cold.
Yes. Get into put
foot,
your feet.
Get into some foot play if you have a
well,
cold.
Well, you know, Pisces always tend to have cold feet.
Do they?
Not.
Are they? But are they into feet that are cold?
I do know a Pisces who's into feet.
Clammy.
I don't like a clammy foot.
Neither do I. If we're cuddling and your foot comes anywhere near me and it's like wet for any reason.
Why would it be wet?
Clammy. Dampy.
Is clammy damp?
Clammy damp? Welcome to the stage, clammy damp.
Ms. Clammy Damp.
Speaking of clammy damp.
Speaking of singers.
Yes.
Did you hear the song of the summer? I can't believe you made us go back to space just to say nothing about it.
No, what's the song of the summer?
I'm not over it. Did you hear the hit remix from Juvenile?
No. What's
do you know who Juvenile is?
No.
What's the Juvenile song?
Jump on it.
No, that's Genuine.
Oh. Juvenile.
You were probably twerking your bus in the fourth grade middle school dance to this song.
Okay, slow down. Let me think about this. Fourth grade middle school dance.
It's about your rump.
Cisco was what I was into at the time.
Oh, song. It's around the same era.
Your rump. Booty butts.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Juvenile.
I don't know. What's the song?
Back That Thing Up.
Oh, no. I was really into Peaches and Cream. Remember that one?
Yeah, 112. That's a jam, too.
That song, like, turned me on.
Is it because you love peaches and cream oatmeal?
Yes. It's just because I like the flavors.
That's a good... I mean, if you get the variety box of that oatmeal, the peaches and cream is a good one.
I've never had it.
What?
I've never had it. I only do traditional plain oatmeal. I do not do the flavors.
With sprinkles on Friday.
Yeah, bitch.
Bitch, you should try strawberries and cream. You should try peaches and cream.
Okay.
I can fuck with the apple sometimes.
I'll do it. I'll try them.
So, wait, you don't know the song Back That Thing Up? Girl, you look good when you back
that
thing
up. Yeah, I
know
the song. I just didn't know it was by
Girl,
Juvenile.
Girl, who was you playing with? Well, there's a remix for 2021 called Vax That Thing Up.
No, no, no. Is it part of the Girl, Biden plan? Look-
Yes, Harris was all over it.
Oh, God.
Okay. Girl, you look good when you vax that thing up.
Okay, boy, well, what is playing thing? With? Thing used to be her ass. Now she's vaxing the ass. Ass vax?
No, well, you. I mean, I think the shots are still going in the arm unless anything's changed. Mm.
You know who got vaxed?
Not Rob Schneider.
Oh. He really ruined the hot chick.
He's an anti-vaxxer.
The legacy of Hot Chick is over.
Was that he wasn't he in Hot Chicks?
We can't. Are you kidding? He was the Hot Chick.
No,
baby.
Oh, I'm thinking White Chicks,
which you know I recently saw and I did not love.
Oh well, I didn't see Hot Chick. What was the one where Rob Schneider sold the cookies?
You guys want some cookies? That's Hot Chick.
No, it's not.
I think
it's like a person's name. It's like Corky something.
Corky Romano. Yeah. I was a Rob Schneider fan in middle school, I would say.
Why do I know all this information, but I've never seen any of these movies? God, trailers really get the job done, huh?
No, you know who got vaccinated? The Teletubbies.
Really?
Yes, they tweeted
out. Wait. Are the Teletubbies still alive?
Yes.
Do they? Is there still new Teletubby content rolling out?
Yes.
No.
Tinky Winky, Lala, Dipsy Poe, all of them are still thriving.
I wish you would have asked me to name all four of them before revealing their names, because I don't think I could have.
Well, they're all vaccinated. They tweeted out their vaccination cards, all four of them holding all four of their vaccination cards. And
Love Angel Music and Baby Walk so that Tinky Winky Poe... Alex. And, what was the last one?
I think it was Alex. I think it was Corky Romano.
Wait, is Tinky and Winky one or two?
Tinky Winky.
Poe. Alex.
Alex. And Corky
and
Romano.
And Brenda.
Yep. No, they're all vaccinated. But there was some speculation, though, because their vaccination dates haven't happened
yet. Was this for
yet.
Their... Oh,
so
what?
Are they from the future?
Well, yes.
Okay, well, that settles that.
Definitely. Of course they're from the future. Where else would they be from?
I don't know.
What's their world called?
Do they have a planet? Teletubby headquarters. I don't know. I think.
TTHQ?
They have a titty HQ?
TTHQ?
Titty HQ. Girl.
I don't know
the,
if they
is that,
have,
I think that's where the billionaires went.
Do any of the Teletubbies have titties?
The billionaires blasted off to titty HQ. Yes, they have titties. We all have titties.
Who?
You can milk a Teletubby.
Prove it.
I will, and I have, and I will, and I'll do it again. Lala, come here. Alex. What if Lala took off her head and it was God. Lala?
The rapper?
Yeah, sure. Does she rap?
Who's Lala?
Isn't she like an MTV VJ?
Lala Ree?
Lala. No, Lala. Lala Ree Lala remix.
What if Alex took off her head and she was remix? Alex?
Alex? Who's Alex?
Alex is the most iconic of all the Teletubbies.
Tinky Winky?
And you know that.
Tinky
and
Winky.
You know that.
If Tinky Winky revealed that he was a Twinkie and he was winking...
Wait. Can I guess what, do you know what are on the tops of all of their heads?
A triangle?
I was going to say, one's a triangle, one's like a swirl. It looks like those like twisted Fritos.
I don't know.
One does look like a Frito, I think.
Okay.
What's the other got, like a circle?
I don't know.
Do they all have heads?
Well,
do they all have dangles?
They all have charms on top of their head.
Okay, got it. Perfect.
Yes, I think. Sometimes.
I guess they should be reinvented.
Well, there's only so much time to do it because did you hear the big news?
Sarah Bareilles is back on Broadway reviving her role in Waitress the Musical this fall.
No, worse.
Oh.
Is that real?
Well, of course.
No, even worse news.
Yes.
America's favorite website is shutting down.
GoDaddy?
XTube.
What?
I know. What are you going to do?
I don't use XTube. Mm. I've been there, but I don't have any like bookmarks.
You went to
it.
Their headquarters? XTube headquarters?
Why is it closing? Where is it going?
Well, it's over.
Now where do we have to go?
We had our fun. Now we go to we gotta go to Titty HQ.
Where's XTube going?
Is it's
like
gone.
When Tumblr,
when websites when, like, Tumblr, are, when websites close down, they don't go anywhere. Are you dumb?
All websites go to heaven, first of all.
Totally. Hey, speaking of which, I got rid of my puppy cafe in my house.
And where did it go? Outside?
Outside.
Well, congratulations. And I put now what's going in your upstairs?
Well, we're talking about Animal Crossing, of course. We created a mad scientist laboratory, and it is incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. And I put up the picture of Lucky in the mad scientist laboratory, and so we're going to create him until we manifest him onto the island.
How are you going to create him?
You know, science.
Oh, yes.
Our science. Imaginations. Sometimes people be in the chat being like, what do you mean you're going to make him? I'm like, we're pretending. This is all pretend.
I was one of those kids who also didn't have an imagination just now.
All I do is have an imagination. I also have a hamster. So I'm thinking maybe we move the hamster up to the mad laboratory and perhaps we'll find Rodney.
And you do science experiments?
Yeah, and turn him into Rodney. And Rodney joins the island.
What color cage did you get for your hamster?
I have a pink one. I have a neutral tone one.
Cute.
Yeah. So that's what I'm up to.
Wow. That just really tickles my pickle.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of pickles.
Go on. You have my attention.
Are you familiar with like White Claw?
Yeah.
Bud Light Seltzer? Yeah. Truly?
Yeah.
Did you see they got a pickles one?
No.
Would you drink it? Would you try it?
No, I wouldn't. Who's doing this? Pickles aren't my brand, and I don't know what year you think you're in. No, ma'am.
What do you think your brand is now? Top three?
Weed?
No. It has to be like brands.
Oh.
Vlasic.
Of pickles?
No. Like if people were going to associate three brands or companies with you.
Well, I did just do an Astroglide branded Twitch stream.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah, girl. Get with the gig, girl. Slip and slide, honey.
Do you use Astroglide?
Contractually.
Legally, can you
Legally, I don't know if I can discuss my
I thought you were just partnership. A spit girl.
A spit girl?
I thought you were a bar wench and a spit girl and a pickle seltzer drinker.
You know what, honey?
It's like, you know when RuPaul's all, hey, pit crew, they're all, hey, spit girl.
That's what the dogs say to me when I'm walking by in the house.
And then you show up as a space cowboy.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Hey, spit girl.
Wait, did you just bring up Nutty Professor earlier?
Nutty, 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 My Love for You.
No, Nutty Professor.
You know the Janet Jackson song from that movie where it's all Nutty, 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 My Love for You. I can't do my dream come true. Nutty, Nutty, Nutty.
Is that she saying Nutty?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so at all.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what always haunted me is that Rugrats.
What would she be saying? Nutty, 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 my love for you. Although, I mean, I guess my one friend loves that song. You know her. And she always says nutty, 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 but I guess I've never been to A to Z lyrics to prove it.
Well.
And she also thought that the Flo Rida song, that's all.
Flo?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I get a good feeling. She thought it said I get a revealing, like a psychic. Seeing like
who are you friends with that's dumb?
Girl Jordan.
Oh, well.
She might be listening to this.
Hey, girl Jordan.
Shout out.
Speaking of the Nutty Professor.
Yes.
Did you see Jada Pinkett Smith?
Oh, God. What? This is not a transition.
Yes, it is. Jada Pinkett Smith recently revealed that she passed out on the set of The Nutty Professor after taking a bad batch of ecstasy.
Oh, my God. What?
Yes, baby. She said she took a bad batch
Jada
of ecstasy.
Jada Pinkett Smith was rolling on the set of The Nutty Professor?
You had to be. Legally.
So. It was the same with Snervous.
Was all an illusion.
Should we have rolled through every performance of the Slumber Party tour?
You didn't?
Oh no. Guess shit. We'll do it the next time.
And you wonder why I was sweating through my onesie.
Snervous 2. Back and rolling through it all.
Rolling with the homies.
Rolling with the slumbies.
Rolling. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great, great.
Featuring Jada Pinkett Smith as our opener.
Yes. As the Nutty Professette.
As the fumbling professor.
As the bumbling doctor. As the comedian.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Oh. Hey, I had a very important question, but I probably know the answer already. Have you watched any of Drag Race All Stars?
I have not.
Yeah, I had that feeling. I had a
Do
big,
you have the password
feeling.
For Paramount Plus? I feel like every week we're gonna have to discuss the password.
Yeah. If you just Venmo me $250, I'll split the $5 a month cost.
Let me find a few more collaborators on that so we can get the price down.
Can we? Yeah. If everyone wants to Venmo 10 cents to @Corey-Cool.
Is that your Venmo?
I think so. I've got to be the only one.
Don't be putting that out there because, bitch, you know people will start just requesting a dollar from you with the caption, please. That's
you
what people
do. You can request?
Do. Yes, honey. I get, oof.
Wow. That's right. You do request money from people.
Yeah, you idiot.
Well, don't request money from me. Just send money to me.
Okay. 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 Corey, what are you doing week? Anything fun? Are you going to see The Boss Baby 2? Return of the Boss Baby?
No, but I finally went and saw a movie in theaters.
Go on.
It's
Don't tell me it was The Black Widow Baby.
No, Black Widow Baby, I did not see. I'm waiting for my old roommate to purchase it on his Disney Plus or whatever it's called, and then I'm going to log in and watch it there.
Okay.
Friends share.
Can we just take a step back?
I don't know.
You went
if
from
you're
one
aware,
sentence trying to charge me $2.50 for Paramount Plus, and now you're claiming share.
Honey, because he and I have he's got Hulu and I pay for Wow Presents and I pay for Paramount and he pays for Disney.
And what do I bring to the table?
It's a 50-50 splitsy Rooney.
Yeah, and I bring to the table everything else.
What do you got? What do you got to offer? What can you get in this barter, baby?
Well, as soon as XTube shuts down, I can really provide an alternate for everyone involved.
Can you?
Yeah, baby.
If you give me a free, give me a 1 month free to your OnlyFans.
No. You can chalk up $1.
99 cents. No, I went and I saw A Quiet Place 2.
Was it just as quiet? Too quiet, too curious?
Didn't I tell you what happened when I saw Quiet Place 1 in theaters?
No, but I did just recently see it.
I have to say
I hated the experience.
Oh, well, because too quiet for you?
It's too thrilling.
I love a scary, spooky
I don't want to be on edge. No, ma'am.
Oh, but you claim to love edging. Anyway.
Little edge, a little pop.
So I went to this theater in San Francisco. That's all. It's a shush theater. Like you can shush people and you can tell. And if you tell on someone for talking or being on their phone, they get thrown out. It's great.
Is it like where Pee Wee got caught?
Probably. But anyways, when I saw A Quiet Place 1, it was all before the theater, they put up on the screen. They said, just so you know, this is the viewing that babies are allowed at. So if you weren't aware and you're going to be upset if you hear a child crying, then come to the front desk and get a refund. Who? I thought, What? And there were, and then I turn around and it's just a bunch of parents with babies seeing A Quiet Place 1.
No.
I was furious.
Too
yes,
fast,
I couldn't
too
make
furious?
This, I couldn't make this up. Thank God I didn't go to the baby only showing of Quiet Place 2.
Babies only?
Babies only. I was like, I would understand if this was Boss Baby 2 bossier than the bossier baby. What's the sequel called?
The Squeakquel.
What's the squeakquel of Boss Baby called?
Too boss, bossy, too baby. Big okay. Baby goes to the big city with the big boss.
Oh. Well, who's the boss? The baby?
The Boss Baby. The Boss Baby? So is the Boss Baby participating in capitalism? Is it trickle down? Or
you
what's
know
the
what,
scene?
You know what I'm ready for?
What?
The spinoff, The Undercover Boss Baby.
Now that I would
coming,
love. I would
coming
love.
To CBS Sunday nights this fall. The Undercover Boss Baby.
Like
and just a
small
baby
toddler with a mustache on.
With a mustache and a beard. And they're like, you get a raise. Sorry, we were paying you $2.13 plus tips.
Well,
they're like, oh, wow, we're shocked that you couldn't afford a house for your family. I guess I'll give you $10,000. And then everyone hugs the boss baby and he pulls off his mustache. And he's like, just kidding.
He's
I'm the undercover boss baby. Goo goo gaga. It's me, the undercover boss baby.
The original Boss Baby was nominated for an Oscar.
And
what have you been nominated for?
A queerty.
The word.
That's about it.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you have it. Well, then there you have it, my dear.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Okay, good job.
Okay, good job. Yeah, I was going to offer you my XTube login, but I don't know if you'd want my algorithm on that one.
I would love to see your faves. Oof. Hey, should you send me one of your porn faves and I'll send you one of mine?
I don't want to see the shit you get into.
Well,
I don't.
Well,
put it on the Discord.
Put it. Well, it's that ankle pussy.
No, ankle pussy.
I don't think I ever posted that on the Discord.
There's
maybe,
still time. There's still time.
Legally, I don't think I can.
Well, Corey, it looks like we've got all the stuff we need today. Where can people find you?
You can find me being the undercover boss baby's assistant. And I'm going to be at the Titty HQ hanging out with Alex.
Mm. Well, you can find me with the rest of the billionaires in space.
True. Oh, well, you know what they say.
What do they say?
See you in space. cute face.
Baby, you know we're in space right now.
True. Oh,
the race to space. We won the race to space as soon as we existed.
Oh, well, I forgot that you existed.
Damn. Okay, well, have a good life, and we'll see you on the Discord, and
love you.
Love you later.
Bye.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.